Very often, the things that we do as we do on behalf of security, all right? And people have looked at us, well, you're kind of fixated on security. You're squeezing my liberty because you're focused so much on security. But in reality, and this is really the way we look at it, Bill, if we fail in the security function, your liberty's at risk. Because you know what this nation does after catastrophic failure?
Elects Trump?
We things along those lines.
Well, that is what would happen.
No, seriously.
I think the election will hinge on whether there's another terrorist attack in this country. I think if there is, especially close to the election, it is President Trump.
Oh, it is an absolute wild card. Absolutely.
Right.
It is. And recall several years ago, 3 days before the Spanish election, a terrorist attack turned that one upside down.
Of course. And you know, America is known to shit his pants. What do you think about a President Trump and or any of these Republicans and some of the stuff they say that strikes me as crazy?
I would be incredibly concerned if a President Trump governed in a way that was consistent with the language that candidate Trump expressed during the campaign.
What language? Like what?
Well... we're going to do waterboarding and a whole lot more because they deserve it. We did.
What about
stuff.
Killing the terrorist families?
Families.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you a punchline.
I mean, that never even occurred to you, right? I mean, you.
God, no.
Yeah. and you're a real badass. Okay.
Well, yeah.
You're a general.
We do what we do.
Yeah, of course.
Let me give you a punchline. All right. If he were to order that once in government, the American Armed Forces would refuse to act.
What? Oh, well, that's quite a statement, sir.
I thought the whole thing was you have to follow
orders.
You cannot. You're not committed. You're not required. In fact, you're required not to follow an unlawful order. That would be in violation of all the international laws of armed conflict.
Wow. So, all right. Well, you've given us a great reason not to support Trump. There would be a coup in this country. Okay.
I know, coup, but they just... I mean, I'm serious.
No, I think it's a coup that you said it. Good luck with the book. Thank you
for
your service.
I mean that sincerely.
General Hayden, everybody.